Well, now it's time to welcome Diana O'Carroll back into the studio to take on this week's question. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
How are you this week?
Very well, thank you.
Are you a wine drinker?
I do like a bit of wine, especially in sangria, actually.
The Mediterranean thing. Theme.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for this week's question of the week, we've got a drinking problem.
Hi, I'm Simon from Hiroshima in Japan. Question is in two parts. If I'm walking through the desert and I'm slowly becoming dehydrated, and I come across a case of wine, obviously with screw caps, and start drinking it, will it accelerate my dehydration, or will it enable me to survive? And would the lower or higher levels of alcohol make a great difference to the situation? Secondly, if the alcohol in wine is potentially harmful to me in a dehydrated state, could I pour it into a bowl and let the alcohol evaporate? And if so, how long would it take to evaporate and reach drinkable levels?
We're told that drinking alcoholic beverages has a dehydrating effect. If there's no other liquid about, then what should you do?
Hello, my name's Sue Beitch and I'm a lecturer in nutrition and public health at the University of Bristol, where I look at research into the links between diet and health. I was very interested in the question, if you were lost in the desert and you came across some wine in screw cap bottles, would it be better to drink it or would it make you more dehydrated? Presumably by then you'd actually be pretty thirsty, so your drive would be to try and drink whatever you could, but actually that would be the wrong thing to do. Any alcoholic drink over about 10% alcohol strength will actually be a net dehydrator, which means it will cause you to pass out more water in your urine than it actually gives you. So, for example, for a 125ml glass of wine, you'd actually end up passing out 150ml of fluid, so it would be a net loss of about 25ml of fluid. So it definitely wouldn't be a good thing to do to drink that. With beer, if you're drinking full-strength beer, 5% alcohol, you'll lose about half the water, but the other half will contribute to your daily water intake.
So any drink containing more than 10% alcohol will make you more shriveled and dried out, so it's better not to drink it. That means the only type of wine you should be drinking in the desert is the really cheap stuff that comes in a plastic bottle. But alcohol does evaporate quite quickly, so there may be a way of reducing the percentage.
Okay, well, my name's Neil McFarlane. I'm a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Biomedical Life Sciences at Glasgow University. Now, the common belief that taking alcohol will lead to dehydration is pretty well supported in the scientific research. The reason for this dehydration effect is that when the blood alcohol level rises, it stops the release of a hormone called antidiuretic hormone. And as the name suggests, this hormone normally prevents urine production, so when you lower its levels, that leads to an increase in the amount of urine you produce, and consequently you can get dehydrated. However, the exact amount of alcohol that causes increased urine production can vary from person to person, but it's safe to say that if you drink a lot, that will always cause a problem. But by being a scientist, I know that there's actually some use and some value in that wine we've found. I know that alcohols are more volatile than water, and that ethanol boils at only 78 degrees C compared to 100 degrees C for water. So perhaps there's some salvation there. I could open the bottle of wine in the shade, even in the shade from my own body, and I should be able to remove alcohol from the wine by letting it evaporate. If you're into cooking and you pour some wine into a frying pan, then the alcohol disappears almost instantaneously. If you're out in the desert, you know, in the sun, the temperatures could be over 100 degrees centigrade. So if it's anywhere, you know, above 80, 90 degrees, you open the bottle, the alcohol will evaporate off within 30, 40 minutes. This would leave a liquid to hydrate and provide energy for myself. And given that situation, perhaps I could tempt myself to have a few glugs of the bottle just when it opens, just to get a party going.
There we go then. If you're partying in the desert, you might want to drink up quickly.
So you'd still be all right with your sangria then, I think, then, below the 10% tipping point.
It depends who makes it.
And this has stimulated some chat on the website. Madidas Scientia, I hope I've said that right, and Board Chemist on the forum, came up with the tipping point of 10% alcohol as well. Neil EP, rather intelligently, pointed out that it might be alcohol-free wine anyway, but this kicked off even more discussion on the forum as Turnip Sock pointed out that alcohol-free wine is a stupid concept, and Rosalind DNA said it tastes sharp and vile. Harsh
so
words.
We've got no fans of alcohol-free wine on our forum then, Diana?
No, well, I'm sure they'd hate that, but they would probably prefer it to this situation.
Hi, this is Paul calling in from Hong Kong. I tend to drive with all the windows closed and the recirculation function engaged. This way I keep out the diesel fumes and dust. The flip side is I'm breathing in recirculated and progressively stale air. So my question is, if the car were a perfectly sealed container, how big would it have to be for me to survive in it for a day? I'm trying to figure out how long I can drive in a compact car without running the risk of passing out.
So after we air that one, I'll be doing some telezapping to find the answer to this.
Hello there, my name is Clive Wilkins. I'm from Sutton Coldfield. I have a question. My dad always used to unplug the TV when lightning was nearby. Was this the right thing to do? Excuse the pun, what is the current advice? Thank you.
So, how long can you survive in a sealed box with a broken telly? Check out our forum for some discussion on these questions and more at thenakedscientists.com/forum. And you can also send new questions and answers to me at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you very much. That's Diana O'Carroll, who runs our Question of the Week. A fantastic answer this week, so I know what to do when I'm lost in the desert.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.